On Monday's front page, how newly elected Republican governors are planning to make good on promises to cut state budgets. The government sent drug informant David Headley to Pakistan after 9/11, and from there he went on to play a major role in the deadly Mumbai bombings. And why regulators are shying away from the cost of renewable energy sources. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This episode of the New York Times Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. The 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Our top story looks at Republicans who won at the state level last week and what they plan to do to cut budget deficits. Wisconsin Governor-elect Scott Walker says it's put up or shut up time. He's talking about cutting benefits for state workers. In Maine, Governor-elect Paul LePage is looking at scaling back the social safety net. In Pennsylvania, Governor-elect Tom Corbett is looking at privatizing state liquor stores. Republicans gained at least 5 governorships and across-the-board power in at least 20 legislatures. The Irish bond market went into free fall last week. The Irish government announced plans to slash its deficit by nearly doubling spending cuts and tax increases. Investors took it not as a sign of determination, but of desperation. Times reporter Landon Thomas Jr. says the episode served as a warning for nations that are deep in debt. It's going to be hard to pull back on public sector generosity. Deals for renewable energy are running into trouble. Regulators say they cost too much, especially since coal and natural gas prices are down. Wind farms have been put on hold in at least 4 states. In Rhode Island, regulators turned down a power purchase deal for an offshore wind project. The objection was it would have cost 24.4 cents a kilowatt hour. That works out to just about 2.5 times the price of electricity from fossil fuels. Times reporter Alyssa Rubin looks at women in Afghanistan who set themselves on fire. It's a horrifying means of escape from poverty, from forced marriages, from abuse. One woman did it after a relative took her to task for not taking a present to a family party. The woman ended up with burns on nearly 60% of her body. Survival is difficult even at 40%. The hospital staff said she was probably suffering from depression. U.S. authorities sent a small-time drug dealer and sometime informant to Pakistan a few months after the 9/11 attacks. They disregarded a warning from his ex-girlfriend that he sympathized with radical Islam. David Headley eventually played a major role in the 2008 attacks that left 164 people dead in Mumbai. New York Governor-elect Andrew Cuomo's record as a manager shows not everyone can deal with his style. As housing secretary in the Clinton administration and as state attorney general since 2006, he demanded results. He also dismissed dissent from advisors. He has an inner circle that finds his intensity exhilarating, but he has alienated some subordinates who say he's overbearing. We'll go inside Monday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. Besides fuel efficiency, the new Fiesta delivers a ride that's responsive and energized, and it offers special features like push-button start and leather-trimmed seats. Fuel efficiency, performance, new aesthetics, and special features are some of the reasons you'll want to consider the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Inside Monday's Times, President Obama is getting a chance to reshape the Pentagon's leadership. He'll name a new defense secretary, as well as several top generals and admirals in the coming months. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has said he plans to retire next year, while the terms of 4 members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff are ending. A new study says young children in military families are about 10% more likely to see a doctor for a mental difficulty when a parent is deployed than when the parent is home. That's been suspected but not documented. The study analyzed the health records of 642,000 military children ages 3 to 8. The most common psychological diagnoses included stress, anxiety, and attention deficit problems. Mothers were more likely than fathers to take a child to a doctor. The first civilian trial of former Guantanamo detainee Ahmed Ghailani is going on here in New York. Day after day, several rows in the courtroom are filled with relatives of people who died in the 1998 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Leah Colston, whose brother died in the blast in Kenya, said it would have been better to try Ghailani in the military system because, in her words, Al-Qaeda lives by a code where everything is war. Top Federal Reserve officials spent the weekend at a retreat in Georgia. The Fed says its $600 billion plan to prop up the recovery is needed to promote growth. Monday's Business Day section says there's another way to look at it. The Fed will essentially be financing the government's deficits on a scale not seen since World War II. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.